Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, February the 3rd, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. First Friday in the month of February, and boy, do I feel lonely here in the studio today. We had such a bevy of activity yesterday on Groundhog Day. I got to the studio yesterday about 7 o'clock, about an hour before we started the event, and we had Terry Tackett here. We had Bob Welsh here and his friend Eric. We had Mary Ellen Withrow. We had James Anderson. We had Linda Sims. We had the whole gang here yesterday, and we had a lot of fun, so I hope you enjoyed yesterday's Groundhog presentation. And if you did not hear the prediction, I have it here, signed into, I guess, the record by Mary Ellen Withrow. Six more weeks of winter. Warren Groundhog Harding, the identity of Warren Groundhog Harding, was James Anderson. A lot of people did not realize I don't think anybody realized that's who it was going to be. We had several guesses the other day, but nobody guessed James Anderson. It was James Anderson. We thought, who better than a naturalist to be the first Warren Groundhog Harding? And the guess was six more weeks of winter, which was on par with everybody else. Buckeye Chuck was six more weeks of winter yesterday, and so was Puxatony Phil in Pennsylvania. And I hope we gave out a lot of information in regard to the groundhog, because I think it's interesting that we educate people on that. Now, we still have this interesting plaque here that Bob Welsh made. This is a really nice plaque. It's got a bust of a groundhog on it, and it says WGH commemorates Buckeye Chuck, Ohio's official groundhog, 44th annual appearance, February 2nd, 2023, a Charlie Evers tradition, Marion, Ohio. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but it does sing. I don't know if you could hear that, but it sings Me and My Shadow, which is a very cool thing. So this, I believe, goes to Judy, who got the most questions right on Wednesday, Judy Summers. So Judy, we have your plaque here for Groundhog Day. And I do want to let everybody know I am in the studio yesterday. You know, everything was going on yesterday. It was kind of a busy morning. I don't know if I gave the right phone number out or not. Of course, we are in the studio. We were in the studio yesterday, and we are today, 740-383-9944. But I noticed when I got home last night that I had phone calls at home that were radio phone calls. So I don't know if I gave the right phone number out, but I am in the studio today. So if you'd like to call me today, 740-383-9944. Now, we had so much fun yesterday. We do have to thank everybody who participated. First of all, the ball got rolling with Bob Welsh last year, and he comes in from Columbus and makes these pizzas, which are great, so and the plaques. So thank you to Bob for getting the ball rolling and the plaques and the pizza and everything you do, and Bob and I, I'm sure, will be working together very, very soon again, doing fun things. Got to thank Mary Ellen Withrow, who's just coming off that broken leg, who came out yesterday at 8 o'clock on a very cold morning and signed this prediction into the record. So we thank Mary Ellen Withrow for coming in yesterday. Got to thank Linda Sims, who actually brought Mary Ellen here yesterday and participated in the program. Terry Tackett, who showed up yesterday with donuts for everybody. Thank you, Terry. And James Anderson, who provided all the great information and was our groundhog. And James also supplied the groundhog costume. So James really did a lot for us yesterday, and we certainly appreciate that. Now, I will tell you this. I'm not sure if Pastor Whitaker will be in this morning or not. A lot of people wanted to hear the Groundhog Show. Now, it's a two-hour show. So here's what I'm going to do. If Pastor Whitaker ends up not showing up this morning, I'm going to... Somebody let me know. Do you want to hear the first hour? Now, the first hour, we talk about Groundhog Day, and we unveil the groundhog. The second hour, we basically do a lot of information on groundhog trivia. So we'll probably replay the first hour. If Pastor Whitaker's here, we'll go ahead and do another show. I'm not really sure at this point. But if not, we'll replay hour number one from yesterday of the Groundhog's show. So don't switch the dial if you missed it. And of course, I'll be back at 10:15 live this morning through 1 o'clock. You know what's interesting? I think people forget on Fridays that I'm on through 1 o'clock. Because we go to Pastor Whitaker at 9:15, and for some time now we've been playing repeats because Pastor Whitaker has had other engagements going on. And I think people forget that I come back live at 10. Don't forget that I come back on live at 10 through 1, because that's usually when we do the games and the giveaways. So make sure you stay tuned. And this morning, as I said, if he happens not to be here for whatever reason, we will replay a Groundhog Show from yesterday. So stay tuned for that. Okay, that's the Groundhog. Oh, and by the way, I'm in a way kind of relieved. I was so tired yesterday. After we did the Groundhog Show, you know, I was up particularly early yesterday so I could get here. I say I was here by 7, which meant I had to get up around, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock yesterday to get here, but in time and get everything ready. So as soon as the show was done, I had 15 minutes to get to the grocery store, did 4 hours there. I think some people saw me there yesterday and said hello and talked about the groundhog. So the groundhog thing must have went over pretty well. Then I had to go to the school at 2:30, so I was out of the grocery store into the school, and I was at the school till at 5:30, 6 o'clock last night? Maybe 5:30, I'm not sure. I can't tell time anymore, but I'll tell you this. By the time I was done at the school last night, I could just have about dropped. It was a long 2 days. Yesterday, executing everything, and the day before, planning everything. Now, I know it's not construction work, but it was a busy 2 days. But we thank everybody who participated. And I was telling somebody yesterday that really, I don't think it's luck that we do good shows around here. And we've kept our listeners through going digital. I think it's the people that we have. We have people who will break their back to do nice things for us. So that's how it goes. And again, I'm in the studio today, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to comment, did anybody listen to the Groundhog Show yesterday? Well, I know people listen because I ran into people yesterday. But give me a buzz if you heard it. What do you think of it? And if Pastor Whitaker happens not to show up next hour, what part of the Groundhog Show would you like to hear? I think hour number one is probably the more entertaining part of it. But give me a call, 740-383-9944. Like I say, I got calls at home yesterday, so I don't know if I gave the wrong number out or if I just did not give the number out saying I was in the studio. But we are in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Let me know how you think the Groundhog Show went yesterday, and we'll put it on after this show today, and again, we come back at 10:15 live. But what I wanted to say was, in a way, I'm kind of relieved that we now have moved past all this. You know, not to rehash anything that went on during the week, but it was just a dramatic week when it came to the groundhog. I've never seen more back and forth, and what will this be, and what will that be, and it was just, I don't know. It was different. So it's kind of a relief that it's all over now, and everything seemed to go okay everywhere here in Marion and in Pennsylvania. So thank goodness for that. So that was Groundhog Day. Now, today, something to look forward to. Now, today, this is confirmed. But I'm going to tell you how this got confirmed. So, you know, I'm not sure it's a hard confirm. Last week, I said that we had some questions submitted to Abby, advice questions. And we were going to start doing this segment every week. And I had talked to her last week about this, I think early in the week last week, like last Tuesday. And I said, well, on Friday, since I'm on longer and I'm actually at the studio, let's do it on Friday at 12:15. She said, okay. So we were off and running. We got a paper full. Well, this is very low tech because we got these submitted online. But our printer is not working for some reason, and I'm apparently not here enough to fix the printer. Maybe one day I'll spend some more time here and fix it. So I took the questions offline and hand wrote them down. So we'll do these advice questions from 12:15 to 1. Now, I thought we were going to do it last Friday because we had talked about that. Now, maybe there was some miscommunication. I don't know. But Abby did not show up last Friday. No big deal. Life went on. So earlier this week, I said to her, I said, okay, now this Friday, are you coming? And she said, yeah, no problem. Shouldn't be a problem. Okay. Then yesterday, I said, now tomorrow is the trivia question day. I'll see you at 12 o'clock. And she said, oh, is that tomorrow? Is that a thing? So I think she'll be here. You know, hopefully you waiting for advice will be able to hold out. Let's hope she shows up at 12:15 and we'll get through these today. And it's always fun when she comes in. We have a good time. So that's at 12:15. Now, okay. Oh, and if you want to submit any more questions up until 12:15 today, you can do that via the Facebook page or send me an email, scott@wwgh1071.com. You don't have to sign them with your name or anything like that, but you can listen from 12:15 to 1, and she'll give you her advice. And as I've said before, it's very ironic to me that her name is Abby, and the segment in the newspaper for years was Dear Abby. Although, I don't think our Abby's name is Abby. Actually, her name is, what is her name? I know it's not Abby. I've seen her name. What is her full name? Gee whiz. You know, apparently my mind is soft on certain things. It'll come to me what her full name is, but it's not Abby. Abby's a shortened version, but she does spell it the same way as Dear Abby, A-B-B-Y. Let's hope her advice is as good. I'm curious to see what her advice will be, because some of these questions are kind of interesting. We didn't put any restriction on the question. Okay. You know, here's what happens. I don't know if many of you know this, but most of the time, 90% of the time, in my home, I do not keep sugar, I do not keep flour, I just don't eat that type of food. That's been going on a long time, over 20 years. Just when I was out of high school, I was working at a job and I was reading some literature and I decided that, not for any health reason, just I thought, I'm not going to eat sugar and flour anymore. And I was never much of a fan of those foods anyways. So it's pretty much been that way for 20 years. Now, I'm not saying I never eat it. Now, if I go to a birthday party or if there's something going on somewhere, I will eat it. Or if somebody gets me something, you know, I'll do that. But I don't keep it in my house 90% of the time. I don't go out and buy it 90% of the time. And that's just the way it's always been. Yesterday, because of my exhaustion from the groundhog, I ate potato chips. I ate donuts. I ate a candy bar. I really went to town yesterday when it came to the sugar and the flour. So I might be a little stuffed today. But made it through. I thought carbs yesterday would probably be the best thing to do to get the energy up after that big day. So that's my news on the food. Well, we did have a news story on Wednesday, but, you know, yesterday with the groundhog, we didn't spend much time talking about it. Todd Schneider, we've talked about him a lot on this show, current president of city council, he didn't announce it, but we announced it for him. I did talk to him, so it's not like he didn't know it was coming. Todd is not running for president of city council again. Not running for any office here in Marion. This is his third term as president of city council. Those are three-year terms. So in January, he will have completed 6 years and not running for anything else. He is out of there, which I think is interesting, to be honest with you, because now we have the mayor who's not coming back next year. We have Todd Schneider who's not coming back next year. I don't believe Mike Thomas is coming back next year. He's been on city council for a long time. I was looking at the list. I don't think he's filed for re-election. Something interesting going on, and I'll say this, it's an interesting correlation that they're all Democrats, and there aren't too many Democrats left on city council. So there you go. That's the news from the political front. We wish Todd the best in his endeavors. I think, Todd has always been involved in education. That's what he went to college for, and taught in Marion City Schools for a long time, I think right up till last year, or earlier this year. I guess it'd be last year now. And then went on to another school district. So, best of luck to him and in his future endeavors. But I thought people might like to know that because I haven't seen it printed anywhere else, that he is not running for re-election. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. So the topics this morning are election talk here in Marion. Well, Todd in general. And, of course, the groundhog yesterday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. I should check the phones. I only come to the office one day a week. Oh, I think we have a dial tone. Thank goodness. The phones are up and running. Okay, 740-383-9944. But those are really the only topics I have on this Friday. What'd you make of Groundhog Day yesterday? What kind of advice do you think Abby will be giving at 12:15 today? And the political cycle. Todd Schneider not running for re-election as president of city council come November. That's the news as we have it this morning. Hey, next week Del Taco allegedly opens. February the 8th. Is that Wednesday? Maybe I should take the day off and just go over there. Sit in the Del Taco line and wait to get that free Del Taco because of the Del Taco app. 740-383-9944. Anything on anybody's mind this morning in which they would like to call us. Now, I did want to do some trivia today because we really haven't had much time to do that this week. We did the Groundhog Show yesterday. We had PETA on this week. We had, who else did we have on? We've had some guests on this week. And it seems like we have not had much of a chance to get into the trivia. And we've had this trivia question, my goodness, for a long, long time. Because I keep a set of Family Feud questions here at the office. And boy, I would like to finish this one up today because I bet we've had this one for a month. We still have two answers left. The category is, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now, the answers we have are money, a new heart, a brain, peace on earth, love, and happiness. But there are still two answers left that we do not have. And there are two answers that we have not had for a long, long time. Does anybody know these answers? 740-383-9944. I hope we've got some brains out there this morning who are going to come in the next 27 minutes and get these last two answers so I never have to ask this question again. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now, the number one answer was money. Two was a new heart. 3 was a brain. 5 was peace on earth. 6 was love. 7 was happiness. We still have the number 4 and number 8 answer left. Now, what smart person out there this morning has these answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hey, I have a message here from one of our devoted listeners, Mary. Now, this is interesting. Missed yesterday's program, but was on my way to Naples, Florida. Greetings to you this morning from here. So, Mary is listening to us this morning in Naples, Florida. Well, Mary, I bet the weather's great down there in Naples, Florida. Thank you for listening, keeping us with you wherever you are. You know, and that's the great thing about being digital and having the TuneIn app is people can listen anywhere. So we've got a listener this morning from way down in Naples, Florida. Well, thank you, Mary. Hope you had a safe trip and a safe trip back when you make that return trip. Well, missed the Groundhog Show. 6 more weeks of winter, but that's the way that goes. But she's down in Naples, Florida, so I guess the 6 more weeks of winter really does not apply to her in this particular case. All right. Well, see, this question must be hard because we cannot get answers for this to save our life. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? We've got money, a new heart, a brain, peace on earth, love, happiness. Still 2 answers left. Does anybody know what those 2 answers are? 740-383-9944. Now, on another note, an interesting note, we did have some Marian history questions, or have had some Marian history questions that we've been floating around here. Where Panera Bread is now, there were 2 other businesses on that location prior to Panera Bread. Does anybody know the 2 businesses that were on the Panera Bread location site prior to Panera Bread? Does anybody know what store was in the Big Lots building before Big Lots? Matter of fact, I think I'm positive, let's say, that they use the same building that Big Lots uses now. What used to be where Buffalo Wild Wings is now? So those are our 3 Marian history questions. Now, are there any Marian history buffs out there this morning that know the answers to those questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 2 businesses where Panera Bread is now. There were 2 businesses there prior to Panera Bread on Marion Mount Gilead Road, Route 95. What 2 businesses were there prior to Panera Bread? Where Big Lots is now, there was another business in there prior to Big Lots. And I believe they use the same building, as I say. And where Buffalo Wild Wings is, not too far from Big Lots, there was another business in that location prior to Buffalo Wild Wings. Does anybody know what that is? So those are your questions this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say longevity.
Longevity on the Wizard of Oz.
Long life or whatever.
Long life. You know, no long life, but that's a good guess. Hey, did you hear the Groundhog Show yesterday?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it came off okay.
Yeah, and then I watched the one in Pennsylvania, too.
Oh, how did that go?
I really liked it. That groundhog, I don't know if the handler, if he was around people, but when they, well, they had him, like, in a tree trunk, and they had a lock on it, and the guy tapped it 3 times, and then this other person unlocked it, and he got him out, I guess the handler, and they had put red carpet, put carpet on the top of the tree trunk, and the other guy that was the spokesman, he held him up in the air, and he was so mild. I mean, I think maybe he was a pet, but I really liked it. I think without that, it wouldn't have been, and there were lots of people there.
Did you see any publicity yesterday on Buckeye Chuck?
It's in the paper today.
Oh, wait, what does the paper say?
Kind of that stuff about the that PETA and stuff like that. I just read it here.
Oh, so they rehashed
the PETA? It's on the front page. It said, spring delayed. Buckeye Chuck says Ohio better hunker down for 6 more weeks of winter. And they got the picture of the, I guess it's the groundhog.
Yeah, James Anderson yesterday said it was a taxidermied groundhog.
Yes.
Well, that's, you know, honestly, thank goodness that'll get rid of PETA, and that's that.
Well, if the other place, I don't know if all the others kept doing it. I don't know if they have somebody licensed, if that's what matters, but... I mean, I really liked it. I've never seen any or been to any of them, and I thought it was kind of neat.
Good, good. So that's basically all they say is they just talk more about PETA?
Yeah, about that and stuff. Yeah, they had a nice little write-up, but I was looking for a write-up from yours, too. But
well, you know what I think has happened? The Marion Star, and I don't... Now, does it say who wrote that story? Was it Andrew?
Wait, get my glasses. The one time I forget what I was calling about, and yeah, it says Andrew, and I think there's a Sophia, but when I called them, I thought neither one was in Marion. I thought they were in, like, little other towns, maybe not Mount Gilead, but neither one was, they were working from home, and there's no office here. And
well,
pretty sure both of them weren't in Marion, so what? I don't know if they're doing other papers, too. Just not Marion, maybe.
Well, I'm not even sure that Sophia is still there. I mean, I don't know that. I know they had some layoffs back late last year. I'm not sure she's still even with the paper. I'm pretty sure Andrew is still there. But I've noticed that there is even a lack... The local articles are getting less and less, even where they had been with two reporters. So I think that's probably part of the problem, why a lot of the things that we do and a lot of the things that other people do are not getting coverage. You know, like the Todd Schneider thing. You know, we reported that on Wednesday night. That still hasn't been in the paper. I mean, that's 2 days ago.
Yeah, to me, I don't know if I'm going to keep getting it because, as I tell them, there's nothing Marion in it. And I usually read the Ann Landers thing and do the puzzle and just kind of glance, in 5 minutes I could have it, you know, really read. So.
You know what's interesting about the whole thing is that the first time in history this has ever happened is probably the last year. I'll read something in the paper, and then I'll say to somebody in the public, I'll say, hey, did you know about such and such? And it's only been in the paper. And they'll say, no, I don't know anything about that. And I'll say, well, it was in the paper. And people just aren't reading it anymore. I don't know when that started to a great degree, but it really has become a thing, which is unfortunate. I hate to see something like that fall by the wayside, but it has been a thing. And like, I don't know if Andrew's the only one left there at this point. I don't know.
I'll have to kind of watch because when they reprint a paper, like... Searcher hit, Sophia's name was under that, but that was like a reprint when he wasn't running for mayor again.
Yeah, I think she was still there at the beginning of the month, but I don't know if she's still there now. I don't know if there have been any articles by her in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and even sometimes accidents, they're not even in there, you know, and stuff, or if a house catches fire, they just don't put that stuff in anymore, so...
You know, what did you make of predictions all being the same? Puxatony Phil, Buckeye Chuck, and ours were all 6 more weeks of winter.
I know. It's going to be, because I think next week it's going to be up around 50s, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple nice days next week, but I think then we're down in the doldrums again, down in the tundra.
Yes, it's kind of and stuff, but and then I was going to guess another one for the Big Lots. Was an Odd Lots in there? I think it's the same company, maybe. But
well, yeah, it was Odd Lots. I was kind of grouping that in with Big Lots. I guess yeah, before Odd Lots, it would have been there before Odd Lots.
Was there another business there before that?
Yes. Yes. I think the building was originally built for that other business. It was there...
I'm trying to think. It wasn't Twin Fair, was it?
Not Twin Fair.
I'll have to think, because, yes, okay.
Keep thinking.
So I think, and stuff, and that plaque, I thought it would be a plaque where you could put people's names and keep it at the studio.
Right.
And stuff. So if it's not, I'll try to come in today or as soon as I can and pick that up. I thought you would keep it, you know, for your radio station. You'd keep that there to, and stuff. Because plaques, you know, I don't know. So,
whatever you would like to do with it, we can do. We can keep it here if you like.
Well, I thought if you wanted to, or you could, if they stencil stuff, they could just put the person's name each year. Keep doing that.
Oh, okay.
I'll come and look, and then I might just let you keep it there.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, remember, if you get the busy signal when we're here at the office, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. Now, the questions are, if you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Two answers left. We've got money, a new heart, a brain, peace on earth, love, happiness, still two to go. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, Chip. How you doing? It's been a while.
Good.
What have you been up to?
Not good.
Nothing new, huh?
No.
Did you get to hear the Groundhog Show yesterday?
Yeah, watched the news yesterday morning.
Oh, good, good. 6 more weeks of winter, huh?
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Let me tell the Buckeye Trust to see your father yesterday hop on you.
Oh, did you get to listen to us on the radio yesterday, Chip?
Yes.
So you heard our groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, also went 6 more weeks of winter.
6 more weeks forever?
Oh, yeah. 6 more weeks of winter.
What Phil said?
Phil said the same. I think they all said 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, man.
I know. So what days you working, Chip? Still at Kroger 3 days?
May go back to doctor 24.
Oh, you're going back to the doctor. Have you been off work?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, break my shoulder.
You broke your shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how'd you do that?
Me fall at home.
Oh my gosh, how are you doing?
Good.
Well, thank goodness. I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. I'm sorry you broke your shoulder.
Yeah.
But you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you're still out there listening, and I'm glad you're still calling in.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chip. It's good to hear from you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, there's another one of our devoted listeners. I always forget to mention Chip when we talk about the people who are regular listeners here every morning. God bless Chip. You know, I should have asked Judy when she called, and she says she reads the advice column in the paper. I think it's Dear Abby. We'll be doing our Dear Abby later on. For years, it was Ann Landers in the Marianne Star, and then Ann died, and I don't think anybody picked up that column. Okay, 740-383-9944. The questions are, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? We have money, a new heart, a brain, peace on earth, love, happiness. Still two answers left. 740-383-9944. Now, when it comes to Marian history, Where Panera Bread is now, there were two businesses there prior. What were the two businesses on the Panera Bread location prior to Panera Bread? On Marion Mount Gilead Road, Route 95. Where Big Lots is now, there used to be a business. Big Lots, Odd Lots, whatever you call it. There used to be a business there, same building. I believe the building was built for this other business. What building used to be there before Big Lots? Buffalo Wild Wings, where Buffalo Wild Wings is now. There was another business. What was that business? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can see your knowledge. You can either knock our Family Feud question out, which we've wanted to knock out here for a while, or help us with Marion Trivia. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say good health. Something about health.
Good health. Well, I think with a heart, they're kind of lumping that together at number two. Good health and a heart.
Oh, they are. And I was going to tell you, in the write-up, they had Amy, Charlie's daughter, her family there. They got a little picture of her.
Good.
And they talked a lot about Charlie, you know, how it got started and...
Good.
And all that stuff. So I'll probably bring the papers if I can run over there shortly and you can... see it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they did that. That's a good... Well, what do you make of our advice section later on today with Abby at 12 o'clock?
Is that going to be like kind of like Ann Landers?
Kind of like, yeah. We had questions submitted from listeners here, and when she comes in at 12:15, we're going to see what her advice is.
Oh, okay, so I'll have to... You leave there at 1, right?
Yeah, we leave at 1. She'll be here at 12:15 doing that over the air.
Oh, okay. And stuff, because I can't get it in the radio anymore or anything.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if Pastor's coming in today or not. If he doesn't, we're going to replay an hour of the Groundhog from yesterday. But we'll be back live at 10 o'clock this morning. So if you're able to make it over between 9 and 10, if you hear the repeat of the Groundhog, you'll know that I'm open during that hour.
Yeah, I wish you'd have somebody like Heloise, you know, like things, you know, kind of like that.
You know, I was thinking about her the other day. We haven't had her on in a long time, and I used to like to talk to her, so I might give her a ring sometime and see if we can get her back on.
Well, I mean, where people can call in and give their ideas, you know, and stuff that, and ask questions, you know, maybe about sewing or, you know, something.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. We've got, I think, 6 or 7 questions for Abby here that people submitted. But if you think up a question, call it in while she's here, and we'll see what her opinion is.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we'll take live calls while Abby's here, if that's from 12 to 1, 12:15 to 1. Wouldn't it be nice if she brought me a fresh fountain drink? But see, every time I say that, then she's late. So maybe we don't want to go down that road. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, I'm glad they mentioned Charlie. Thank goodness for that. Okay. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money? A new heart? A brain? Peace on earth? Love? Happiness? And 2 other answers. Does anybody know what they are? Boy, I hope somebody knows what they are, because I would certainly love to finish this category off. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And our Marion History questions. What 2 businesses used to be on the site where Panera Bread is now? 2 businesses were on the site where Panera Bread is now. What business used to be at the location where Big Lots and Odd Lots is now? There was a business, I believe that building was built for this particular business, and where BW3's is now, Buffalo Wild Wings. What business was there before Buffalo Wild Wings? Does anybody know? Now remember, we are at the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's the number to dial if you've got the answer to any of our questions. And, well, let's see if we get the answers here. This Wizard of Oz question is not terribly difficult. I guess the problem is that you could really ask for anything from the Wizard of Oz. And we've pretty much got the ones from the movie. We've got a brain, a heart. I think everybody wants peace on earth, love, happiness, money. What are the two answers left? Does anybody know? And again, Mary, listening down in Naples, Florida this morning, we thank her for taking us with her on vacation, like so many other people have done. I believe Ryan did that once, went to another state and took us on vacation with him. And I know our Pina Grigio couple has done that. I don't know if, you know, I assume they're still out there listening. I haven't heard from them for a while. And, you know, people have done that. We appreciate that. We're a companion to Marion no matter where you are. 740-383-9944. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money, a new heart, a brain, peace on earth, love, happiness, two other answers. One is the number 4 answer and one is the number 8 answer. 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is an answer coming in. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say knowledge. Is that the same as brain?
Probably. Yeah, knowledge probably falls with brain.
Okay, and in where the other, that Buffalo Wings, wasn't that Kroger's?
That was Kroger, absolutely. Where Buffalo Wild Wings, there, that's where Kroger was before they moved across the street. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank goodness we got that one knocked out of the park. Kroger was where Buffalo Wild Wings is before they moved across the street to where they are now in the Walmart Plaza. So there you go. All right. 740-383-9944. What two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is now? There were two businesses there prior to Panera Bread. What were they? Where Big Lots is now, what business used to be there? The building was actually built for that other business. Now, here's a new question since we got the BW3's one. What business used to be next to Smith Clinic? Do you remember that? There used to be a business right there. I guess it would be to the south of Smith Clinic. I think the building's been torn down. Does anybody know what business used to be next to the Smith Clinic? 740-383-9944. Then we've got our Family Feud question. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? We've got money, a new heart, a brain, peace on earth, love, happiness, and two other answers still to go. The number 4 answer and the number 8 answer. 740-383-9944. You know, I was going to tell you something odd. I came in this morning and I was checking the phone because we always check the phone messages. And last night, would have been last night, I think. Let me check here. Pretty sure it was last night. We had somebody call into the station here at 3:36 a.m. Now, they also called yesterday at 4:55 p.m. So I'm guessing somebody listens to this station overnight or maybe in the afternoon and doesn't realize what's live and what is not, which is, you know, we've always had that problem. But that's a good problem to have. We thank the people who listen to this station at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and 3:30 in the morning We thank people who are always with us at all hours of the day. All right. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour, don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker is next, 9:15 until 10 o'clock. And then I will be back live at 10:15 until 1 o'clock this afternoon, so don't tune away. I know we're not normally on at 10:15 in the morning live, but on Fridays we are. And we'll be doing giveaways, and we'll be doing trivia and all kinds of fun stuff. And then we'll have Abby in here at 12:15 doing the Dear Abby skit. And we'll come up with a name for it. I'll ask her what she wants to call it. And we've already got 6 or 7 questions submitted. And if you want to submit a question, go to Facebook. We won't use your name if you don't want us to. Or if you want to call in when she's here from 12:15 to 1 and ask her an advice question, you don't have to give your name, and you can ask that question. Get some advice on anything. Any topic should be an interesting segment today. All right, we're going to break. Pastor Spot coming up next, but I'll be back at 10:15. Don't you dare switch that dial.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016